This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Motorcycle rider hospitalized, dealing with serious injuries following a crash yesterday afternoon. Investigators say they were heading eastbound on Austin Bluffs when a car trying to turn onto Beverly pulled out in front of the motorcycle. The rider thrown from the bike, suffering life-threatening injuries. The cause of that crash and other motivations behind it still under investigation. Police, meanwhile, investigating a death that took place in the parking lot of a Monument grocery store. Officers called to the King Supers parking lot near I-25 and Baptist last night. Monument's police chief confirmed the death investigation was underway last night. No other information, though, has been announced. Six juveniles facing felony charges in connection to a string of car thefts across southern Colorado. The suspects, all between the ages of 12 and 15, accused of stealing multiple Kias and Hyundais throughout the area. Following a nationwide viral trend, authorities say the vehicles were recovered in Pueblo, Fountain, and Colorado Springs. Officers still searching for two more juveniles believed to be linked to these thefts. Fire officials finally reporting some progress when it comes to controlling a wildfire burning southwest of Pueblo. Containment on the St. Charles fire reaching 10% yesterday.
When you're under these red flag conditions, it makes direct line construction really dangerous, really difficult. So most of what they're going to be doing during these red flag times is indirect line construction, moving away, further away from the fire lines and trying to make containment lines there.
Officials with the Rocky Mountain Incident Management Team said that firefighters have been working to contain that lightning-caused blaze since it was first reported near Santa Isabel on October 14th. The fires burned more than 300 acres. Pre-evacuation orders remain in place for several neighborhoods in Pueblo and Custer counties. A new report shows the Colorado River will have enough water over the next 3 years to keep federal regulators from making deep cuts into the usage. That report issued earlier in the week says heavy snowfall last winter and planned reductions in usage by western states will keep water levels at Lake Mead and Lake Powell high enough to avoid even deeper cuts. Federal officials are concerned that water in the two lakes would drop below necessary levels for hydroelectric generation. The U.S. Bureau of Reclamation says it'll keep negotiating with states bordering along the Colorado River Basin when it comes to water usage targets that'll go into effect in 2026. Colorado Springs airline passengers will now have another option for travel to the East Coast beginning next summer. KRDO's Bryn Carmen breaks it down.
Southwest Airlines will begin flying a daily route between Colorado Springs and Baltimore-Washington International Thurgood Marshall Airport. The director of the Colorado Springs Airport says several local organizations expressed interest in flights to the Maryland airport, especially those who do business with the military and the U.S. government. The new route will be available starting on June 4th. Bryn Carmen, KRDO News Radio.
More than 100 United Airlines employees are on picket lines at Denver International Airport. Chris Burton, the Association of Flight Attendants local council president, saying yesterday that they're still frustrated as they've been trying to get better pay now for more than 2 years.
We've been in contract negotiations now for over 2 years. It's time for United to get serious and recognize the work that we do.
Denver-based attendants have served more than 19 million travelers to date, making it the city's most flown airline. The union wanting better compensation overall, also getting paid for ground time is a major sticking point. There are no specific plans to strike so far. The company released a statement saying negotiations are making significant progress with that goal of reaching an industry-leading standard in the near-term future. In Colorado Parks and Wildlife, says that a bear that attacked a security guard at an Aspen resort earlier this week has been caught and euthanized. The guard was investigating a report of a bear inside the St. Regis Aspen Resort Monday when he was knocked to the ground, scratched by the animal. The bear was located Tuesday, humanely euthanized by wildlife officers after being positively identified. CPW says the encounter was an unfortunate reminder that bears are very active as they prepare to hibernate and that people need to give them as much space as they possibly can.
Much cooler and breezy ahead for your Friday afternoon. We'll start out with mostly cloudy skies. See some breaks in that cloud cover as we head later into the morning, early into the afternoon. High temperature-wise today, we're in the low 50s for Colorado Springs and Pueblo. For the weekend, we do have winter storm warnings up for the mountains out to our west, so if you're driving into the mountains, no snow is going to be a factor there. We see colder temperatures on Saturday with highs in the upper 40s and low 50s, and then a chance for some snow as we head overnight and into Sunday morning. Much colder Sunday with highs in the upper 20s for Colorado Springs, low and mid-30s around Pueblo. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson for KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.